CliffCentral.com.
There's always something in the news. We were talking about this Bell Pottinger thing earlier. They're the PR company that the Guptas hired. And Ben was just saying, imagine you're the black first, land first people, those idiots that work with Andile Mwitama. These people are so intellectually bankrupt. They're so completely lacking in rational, independent agency that they're willing to implement a program, a small, pathetic program, irritating little, annoying like a mosquito sound program against white monopoly capital, which they've determined is the enemy. Well, Bell Pottinger came up with that. They didn't even come up with that themselves. And they're prepared to be the foot soldiers who go and defend the Gupta compound. And then when it's shown that Andile and all his chums, all 10 of them, are paid by Bell Pottinger via the Guptas, then Bell Pottinger get embarrassed and they quit the Guptas. And now poor old Andile doesn't even have that money. What a loser. What does he have left? What kind of a person is he on the open market now? Who would ever hire him for any purpose from here on in? He's shown himself to be a laborer for Western capitalist interests.
The very thing that they're standing against.
Correct. There's no integrity at all there. I was thinking about like burning in Tlemesa, and I was thinking about Figile Mbalula and all these people. What will they do when they don't have a job in government? What will Claudie do? What will all Jacob Zuma's henchmen do? What will Faith Mutambi do? What will these people do for a living when they don't have the tap of state to open and suckle from? What would they do? Would anyone here hire Faith Mutambi, Claudie Motsweneng, Burning in Tlemesa, Figile Mbalula, or Andile Mwitama? Anyone?
Well, Saudi will still have that thing.
Would you hire him for that thing?
That thing. We still don't know what that thing is.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's still very
good
vague.
Point. Maybe there's something special there that we're missing, right? Anybody, would you? Can you think of a job you could give to those people?
I'd hire Figile Mbalula to be the party starter. If I was organizing an event,
women would run in the opposite direction.
You get him to be there to, you know.
The hype man.
The hype, there you go. That's what I was looking for.
Mubs,
the hype guy.
Mubs, you're hype. Yeah, I could think of 10,000 reasons.
I'd hire Sia for that and pay him double.
Yeah, Sia would be way better than
Razzmatazz, though.
No, what is he
on fleek?
Okay, but remember, why is he even well known to us at all? Because he's in government.
Because he has a big mouth.
No, but
and he loves talking about himself.
If he weren't in government, would we even know he existed? He'd be running a shebeen. Mm. Not even running it. He'd be working in a shebeen.
Hey, man, you asked, I answered.
Okay, well, you're digging deep. Anybody else? Is there anyone who can come up with...
No, the people that you mentioned, I'd only hire Figile to be the hype man.
How about Fatabile Dlamini? Anything you could think of that she could do after this?
Wait, is she the one that allegedly has the drinking problem?
And
so
the toy
I would,
boy.
I would hire, I would hire her.
I like the way Mabali doesn't go. Oh, is that the social development minister? And she goes, oh, no. She's the one who has the drinking.
No, because I would hire her to be the person that comes up in a motivational talk to be the person of. This is why you shouldn't drink. You know,
like
and then she comes up on stage to tell her story of how alcohol, ruined her life. Yeah. So I think that she can be useful there.
It's like when they bring a drug
character
addict.
Character reference, that's
they
strong.
Bring those ex-drug addicts up on stage at schools and they say...
Yes, to speak to school children to say, well, this is why you should stay away from alcohol.
Well, usually those people are reformed. We don't exactly know about her just yet.
But isn't it like a reminder just how desperate these kind of people are to cling on to power?
Well, of course.
And this is the fight we're going to battle with.
These guys have won the lottery. These names we've just mentioned, they have won the lottery of jobs because they never evaluated on their performance, ever. Imagine if you're a cleaner in a shop, You clean the floors in the shop. If you don't clean the floors in the shop properly, your boss comes to you and goes, you didn't clean the floors properly. I'm sorry, we're going to have to get another cleaner. You know, there are certain performance standards built into that job.
Yeah.
If you're the dishwasher in a restaurant, you have to wash the dishes. If you break the dishes, you don't wash the dishes properly, you get fired.
Mm.
Fikile Mbalula has done nothing good as sports minister. Am I wrong, Ben? Can I be charitable?
I don't think it's the hardest job. I don't think he's left much of a legacy.
Okay. Batabile Dlamini, all she had to do was make sure that those social grants were paid. And we very nearly had a massive, massive crisis on our hands.
Yeah, if it wasn't for outside intervention, it
wasn't for the Constitutional Court and for the friends of the court, the parties who brought the application, who knows that that payment wouldn't have gone through. Then, you know, you've got Burning in Tlemeza, who has ruined the credibility of a once distinguished arm of our police service. And he has used that office to further a political agenda at the expense of the very vehicle he was meant to lead. It by definition, he has failed. Who else do we have in that list? Faith Mutambi. Name one thing, if you're a fan of Faith Mutambi or you know someone who is, one thing that she did as communications minister. What is she in charge of now? They moved her around. Name one thing she did as communications minister. Remember, she was meant to do that digital migration.
Hmm.
So that we could free up some bandwidth. And
that was already pending for so many years.
And she was meant to oversee the SABC's effective running. Well, on both those counts, she hasn't even got out of the starting blocks. In fact, she's been pulled backwards by her own imbalance. Look at the quality of these people. You wouldn't hire them. You wouldn't hire them in the lowliest job in your operation. They are not held to any accountability whatsoever. They've done awful jobs. None of them have delivered. And they've yet got these amazing lives, salaries, blue light brigades, state housing, travel paid for. They get to go and meet the most interesting people in the world. I mean, Fikile couldn't wait to show us all the pictures on social media of all the famous people that he would never otherwise have had a chance to meet because he's not an impressive person. They won the job lottery. And what are they going to do after this? Anything that happens to them after this is going to be miserable and depressing by comparison. Imagine that's what you've got to wake up to every morning, knowing that tomorrow is never going to be as good as today. No wonder they're fighting and clawing for their place and defending the president and saying things that we think are stupid. They got nothing else to live for. This is the best they'll ever be. Imagine if your best day was yesterday. And you'll never have a better day than that. CliffCentral.com